questions.
Well, okay. Well, my name is Councilman Charles Barron from Brooklyn, New York. East New York is where my council district is predominantly. And I'm out here to support hip-hop. I think hip-hop is a powerful force. It's a revolutionizing force. I think it can transform people's lives and it can transform our community and indeed the world. And I think Hot 97 has given it a bad name. You know, for a culture that's so powerful and so transforming, to have a few knuckleheads, you know, saying some nonsense, I think it gives it a bad name. And I think rap sometimes gets a bad rap with the incidents with 50 Cent and some other stuff. That gets projected all over the place. But you got Dead Prez and you got Nas and other groups that are doing some real positive things. KRS-One has done a lot of positive stuff. And Tupac Shakur, I had a great relationship with him. He used to tell me that if he didn't do something gangsterous or sex-oriented, that the producers, the white boys who control the money, wouldn't produce it. So that's why you see a lot of Tupac stuff coming out now, because his mother has taken control over it, and you see a lot of positive stuff. So whoever got the bucks controls the message. And we got to make sure that hip-hop takes control over its dollars, and it'll make more sense. That's why I'm out here today, to support. I'm a strong supporter of hip-hop.
Thank you.
Question for you, Councilman Barron. You want hip hop to take control. Do you think Clear Channel, MS Productions, what's their responsibility to hip hop right now?
Well, you know, right now, once you're not in control over distribution, you see the white corporations, Universal Music and companies like that, they control the distribution. So they'll give you a label, but you got to have a store to get that CD in. And you gotta have trucks coming from the hardware store to distribute it to all of these stores. And you gotta own these stores. So until you own it as an industry and not just a label or a group, and until we get out of this capitalistic, individualistic notion that as long as I get mine, look out for number one, and all of this false sense of manhood by dissing each other and CDs and all of that and causing that, we're going to have difficulties controlling it. So their responsibility to us is to make sure that they fund, sponsor positive message music, because that's the music that doesn't get funded, that doesn't get the capital, the dollars behind it. So why should people do it? They're thinking if they're not going to sell.